Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is now recommending that all students over the age of 2 wear masks in school, regardless of vaccination status. And the Academy says all staff should also wear masks as well, because many children aren't eligible for vaccines. Dr. Kristen Moffitt is a pediatrician and infectious disease specialist at Boston Children's Hospital. Doctor, the kids over 2 going to school, that's preschool. But as you know, earlier this month, the CDC said vaccinated children don't have to wear masks in schools. Now the Academy of Pediatrics is saying they do. Who's right, in your opinion?
So I tend to think of these guidelines that have been set forth first in terms of their similarities. And what they have in common is that both are prioritizing having children of all ages return to full in-person school in the fall. So they both start there. And then where they differ, the CDC guidance calling for the possibility of vaccinated students and staff not masking in schools really left open the option for modifying that recommendation depending on local transmission rates and COVID-19 vaccine coverage rates amongst eligible populations in certain geographies. And these are two measurements whose trajectories we know are very closely linked. So where they differ next is that the AAP really just takes that additional step of recommending that added layer of precautions, masking for everyone in our schools, regardless of vaccination status, to offset the variability in those factors that we see nationwide.
Okay, so places in like Mississippi, Arkansas, where they're seeing a surge in infections, they could decide, you know what, the CDC said masks just for unvaccinated, we're going to also require for vaccinated. In other words, you can always adjust that recommendation.
That's right. And the CDC guidelines really leave it open for places locally to look at what's going on in their region. And I don't think that the AAP guidance is wrong at all. The AAP guidance is really taking what we learned from in-person school settings last year, which was that universal masking in schools was a very critical component of the layered measures that kept transmission in our schools at a minimum, and that's when no one was vaccinated. So they are adding back that layer of precaution, considering the huge variability in transmission rates and vaccine coverage that we're seeing across our nation.
Yeah, and we want to talk about transmission in a second, but when it comes to vaccines, where are we on kids? Because right now, children over the age of 12 are eligible. Clinical trials are underway for younger kids. Tell us more.
So both Moderna and Pfizer began clinical trials in those under the age of 12 last March or April. And the Pfizer studies are what we've heard a bit more about recently. They have a couple of cohorts in their trials. They have 5 to 11-year-olds, 2 to 5-year-olds, and then the really young, the 6-month to 2-year-olds. What we've heard from Pfizer is that we might expect results in the 5 to 11-year-old cohort by September, maybe October of this year. And if that all looks safe and effective in terms of immune responses, they'd file for emergency use authorization. I think realistically, given the safety parameters that the FDA is going to be looking so closely at, realistically, vaccines would not likely be available for those 5 to 11, more likely late fall, maybe early winter of this year, and then probably even more like winter 2022 for those 5 and under.
Well, and could you help parents with this? Because as you just mentioned, these are still under review by the FDA, which is being very cautious. But that doesn't mean they're experimental. They're not experimental at all. They are under review, which is it's a huge difference. But speak to parents worried about this. Obviously, people consult with their own doctors. But what is your sense of once these are cleared? They're already cleared for children over 12, possibly soon going to be cleared for younger kids. Speak to a parent about how they should consider vaccinations.
So I think what parents need to understand is that not only are these vaccines not experimental, but these vaccines are being required to meet the same safety standards that every vaccine, every medication that's gone forward for licensure from the FDA has ever had to meet. The FDA is requesting 4 to 6 months of safety data for follow-up in the vaccine trials that are occurring in those under the age of 12. And I think the other thing parents should understand is that safety data continue to accumulate even after these vaccines are authorized. And that's much of what we've been experiencing as we have been hearing about some of the rare side effects that are being recognized in people of different ages once you begin vaccinating millions and millions of people.
Yeah. What about vaccinated parents worried about infecting their unvaccinated kids? Should the parents still wear masks?
So I think parents need to be thinking about what kinds of exposures they may still be having if they live in a part of the country where transmission is on the rise rapidly, where hospitalizations are on the rise, and where vaccine coverage is very low. Parents should still strongly consider masking when they're going to be indoors, particularly indoors with large numbers of people.
Dr. Kristen Moffitt, pediatrician and infectious disease specialist at Boston Children's Hospital, thank you.
Sure. Thanks for having me.